Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting. Her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hi, everybody. A very warm welcome. Today, we are going to explore sound healing and the connection between music and mindfulness and the importance of creating sacred spaces for our kids. With me in studio is the composer, educator, and peace activist Yuval Ron, together with the pioneer healer and founder of Meta Mindfulness Music, Dr. Richard Gold. Welcome, Yuval. Welcome,
hey, Richard. Good to be with you. Good to be with you, Kara.
Hey, so this is Yuval, right? And is Dr. Richard Gold also in the room, in studio? Oh, he must be.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, okay, all right. So, Yuval, you and I are just going to dive in, and when Richard gets back or if he gets reconnected, we can continue as a trio, so to say. But until that, we'll do the duo. So first of all, welcome. You have a new release. Which is Kids Sanctuary. You've been collaborating a lot with Meta Mindfulness Music. I'm hearing some interference there, but... this new album, or I guess it's three albums, is that correct?
Yes, it's actually three volumes, and each one is a little different.
Yeah, and it's actually combining also or taking the wisdom of Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine traditions and creating a program to support our kids in their healing and in their well-being. Why is this project so dear to your heart?
Well, first of all, I have two children. They are now teenagers and they still need support. But I remember the days when they were younger and how to create time for them to be by themselves and to go inward. It's something that I found challenging for many, many children. Some children have this ability to go into the world and just watch ants moving in the yard or to go into an inner world by themselves intuitively. But many of the children nowadays are so distracted with all the stimuli that they have around and the fact that parents put the cell phone or the tablet in front of their eyes since they are from day one or from first year or second year of their life. When you put children in front of a tablet and let them scroll and scroll and scroll, the impact on the children is horrendous. And we have so much so many issues with ADD and lack of ability to focus and just all that world that is on the screen is a world that takes you out of yourself. You are watching something outside of you. And the goal of what we did here with our Kids Sanctuary album is to bring the kids, to give them tools to go inward. And so we created three albums, one with music, one with mindful listening, which is guided meditation for children, read by a child, and then another album called Kids Sanctuary Mindful activities, which is narrated by the BBC children programming director, Kara Alicia Goyal, and she reads a script that we had written by a mindfulness teacher and a Montessori teacher, Sophie Timpers. And Sophie wrote this script for the children based on the music that I created. So the children getting a narrated guided meditation, and they get the music, and it guides them to follow certain instructions and using tools to go inward and to quiet down and to reach inner peace and to be able to go over issues like sleep issues or tummy ache issues and concentration issues, etc., etc.
In these evolutionary times, we truly do need more positive habits created mm-hmm. by our family together time. What are some of the habits? We have the tools with these albums, but how can we encourage children to self-regulate, unwind, and relax?
Mm-hmm. I think music is a great tool because it works mm-hmm. instantly. So if you have, you know, if you have a situation where children are playing and they are very tired, but they can't slow down. They can't yeah. reach a place where they would slow down. If you introduce calming music into the room without telling them anything, without ordering them to slow down, the music, the slower calming music will start slow down their heart rates and their breathing rate. And so then you can escort them and usher them to slow down and to feel more peaceful and to help them to take a nap or to sleep. So music is a great tool by itself, just music. In mm-hmm. addition to music, we created these tools that are basically guided meditations for kids, but they're really fun. They're, for example, it's not like guided meditations for adults. It's written especially for children, so it guides them to deepen their breath through a playful breathing exercise to breathe like a cat or to breathe like a dog or to breathe like a little puppy, and how a little puppy would breathe, and then how a bigger cat would breathe, and then how a lion would breathe. And the kids follow the instructions of the narrator with the music, and that leads them to work with their breath in a creative, playful way. And then the breath is the entry portal for deeper work. So we always start in the mindful activities for kids, we start with the breath. Then we go to additional activities such as tightening and releasing different parts of the body. And children love doing that. Mm-hmm. And so you guide them to tighten up just their toes and then just their calves, and then, but in a cute, playful way. And mm-hmm. with the music, slowly they work with that kind of relaxation protocol, and they reach a place where they could relax, and that time that they spend, let's say they spend 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes with that exercise, with that track, we gain 15 minutes where they are going inward and they are self-regulating because they allow themselves to regulate.
Do you also have scripts together with these albums so that parents or teachers could also do the guided practice together with their children, or is it more that they would play the tracks for their children? I was just imagining it. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have the voice of the mother mm-hmm. or the father mm-hmm. guiding?
Yes, yes. This is a great idea, Cara. And we have the scripts. And thanks to you, we're going to sit and consider a way to make it available online for parents who would like to read the script, and they could get mm-hmm. the album. There's the album version, which is music only. It's called just Kids mm-hmm. Sanctuary. It's music only, so they could use the music with the scripts by themselves. But also in the album Kids Sanctuary Mindful Activities, in that particular album, the narrator guides the parents or the caretaker, whoever is with the child, to do the exercises together. So there's a role for the parent or the caretaker, and the narration and the script guides the grown-up with what to do, how to facilitate the activity.
Yeah, beautiful. So a lot I'll of give your music. Example.
Yeah, give me an example. I'll give you a wonderful example. There's one exercise with bubbles. So the grown-up stands and blow bubbles, and the child have a sort of mindful practice to do, laying down on their back and watching the bubbles. And the guided meditation guides the kid how to meditate on the bubbles that are floating in the air. And so the grown-up's job is to blow the bubbles, and the narrator guides them too. And so it's a wonderful way for parents and caretakers, babysitters, grandpas, you know, whoever takes care of the child. It's a wonderful way for them and the child to spend time together. It's a playful game that has mindfulness practice within it. So it's really for families, for parents and kids. That is the third volume, which is called Our Kids Sanctuary Mindful Activities. The mindful activities is the one for the parent and the child. The other two albums are music only, which, you know, you can do it with your child, but the child could listen to it by themselves. And the second volume is the mindful, it's mindful listening, guided listening meditation to music. And then again, the parent and the child can do it together, or just the child can do it. But the mindful activities is particularly involving the parent or the caretaker.
Beautiful. I would love for our listening audience to listen to one of the tracks. And this is from The Art of Mindful Listening. And it is, or guided listening, Enchanted Waters. Could we listen to that track 4?
Sure.
Wait a minute. Let me make sure that I'm lined up here right, because I actually thought it was sleepy time coming first. But we have, see? So let's go into sleepy time. We'll listen to Enchanted Waters later. Let's listen to sleepy time. That's easier for Christopher today. That's how we scheduled it.
Thank you.
listening to Healing Music for Your Child and Inner Child, Kids Sanctuary, Healing Music for Your Child and Inner Child. And that was the track number two, Sleepy Time. Yuval, a very quick question before we head into the break. We have all very strong associations with nursery rhymes and lullabies and childhood ditties sung to us by our parents and grandparents. And we associate these moments with feelings of comfort and security. It seems so natural, actually, to have music in this time of transitioning between our wakeful state and our sleeping state. Maybe you think about this during the break, of what suggestions you have for creating more rituals with our kids to bring them from this wakeful to this, and maybe this excited state and this very mm-hmm. calm state, okay? Mm-hmm. Hold on to your thoughts.
Sure, yeah.
What suggestions, and for all of us, what suggestions do we have for creating rituals for our kids? Sure. We'll take a small break and be back with Yuval Ron, and we're talking about Kids Sanctuary, the new 3-volume special project out there from Meta Mindfulness Music.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. OM Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I am your host, Kara Johnstad. With me in studio today is Yuval Ron. And if we're lucky, we have Dr. Richard Gold also, who has joined us. I'm not sure if we're able to make that connection. Dr. Richard Gold, if you are in studio on the line, just give a big hello. Okay, I think he's still somewhere trying to get a connection. So Yuval, it's you and me, which is mm-hmm. fantastic.
Yes.
I really appreciate all your work that you're doing for this world. I asked you about creating rituals, especially those mm-hmm. rituals, you know, bedtime rituals, for example. I think what you said about, you know, I know people that really do put a tablet in the hands of their kids with one. It's mind-blowing. And they even have their kids listen to some, you know, stream channel and have forgotten how to tell bedtime stories and read lullabies. But I am sure you're one of the parents that sang and played music as a child, transitioned, right? So what are some of your suggestions? I can imagine. So
Yes. You know, Cara, my mother always, every night sang lullaby to me and read a story, and this has been part of my childhood. And when my kids were young, I did it, and my wife has a different, you know, a different kind of lullaby. So I usually do my lullaby segment first. We used to alternate. One evening I would read for my kid, and another evening my wife would read to our kid, and then I would do my lullaby and sing the way my mother sang to me, and then my wife would come to the room and sing to our kids the way her mother sang to her. So it's wonderful tradition, and I really hope my kids will sing to their kids and not play them a track or not let the computer or a robot lullaby them. So I think the voice of the parents, you know, the voice of a parent and a touch of a parent is crucial. But before that, the kids need to slow down, and that is where the tools come in. And it's okay to use the phone of the parent or the computer of the parent. In this age, we don't have stereo systems in most houses anymore, and young people don't buy stereo systems, and they just have Bluetooth speakers and they have their phone, because you can play almost anything from your phone. So that's okay. That's our new stereo system, and it's our music box, let's call it. So you can use whatever you use to play music, and you could play, you know, about half an hour before bedtime, start introducing calming music, and you could use Kids Sanctuary album. So the music has to be soft, the music has to be slow, the pulsation needs to be slow, typically not with percussion and not with drumming, but slower kind of music. It has to be nourishing, so not something that is really cheesy and simplistic. And so we have this album Kids Sanctuary that can be used to calm the kids down, and that's nice because the music will slow down the heart rate of the kids. Instead of telling the kids you have to slow down now because it's half an hour before your bedtime, so then kids immediately develop resistance to that, you know, and they want to still play. And so you just put soft music and slow music in the background, and that will do the trick. Suddenly, because the heart rate of the children will slow down, they will start feeling that their muscles are tired, and they will be more willing to just let go. And then the other thing, you know, taking a bath before bedtime is really powerful. Again, it's a mind and body modality that slows down the heart rate and relax the muscles. And then story time is wonderful tradition, and then singing. In addition, we have a protocol of relaxing tense muscles in that track called Sleepy Time in the Kids Sanctuary Mindful Activities. And that Sleepy Time with a mindful activity, guided meditation, is leading the kids to tighten up all of their body parts, but to tighten it up and then to release, and then tighten up another part of the body and release, and then tighten up another part of the body and release. And slowly they tighten up and release tension in all their body parts. It's a very nice routine. It's especially good for children who have hard time relaxing, who have hard time falling asleep. Kids that, you know, lullaby is not enough. You know, you do the lullaby and you do the storytelling and you did the bath, and the kid still didn't relax enough to fall asleep. So, you know, a warm milk is very, very good because it's soothing and relaxing. And that exercise of tightening up and relaxing muscles, which you have in the Sleepy Time guided meditation activities, is powerful.
What I really appreciate about Kids Sanctuary, as you said it so beautifully, is that, you know, slow music, calming music, maybe without a drum, but you said not cheesy music. And I think is what people, they underestimate the intelligence and the the longing that children have for beautiful music, and they tend to make some, you know, cheesy keyboard, and lyrics, and they don't realize that the kids love complex stories. They love really beautiful adventures, and they also can understand complex music, classical music, what we call New Age music. So I thank you for that. As a parent myself, I thank you for standing to a certain amount of value and integrity as a musician, and allowing our children to slow down and be calm with incredibly, you know, a rich instrumentation and orchestration, mm-hmm. right? Music is a powerful tool. We know that. And we all know how tremendously music affects our feelings and energy levels. We've been speaking about it without even thinking about it. We do use music to energize and bring back memories and create moods. For most people, it's a powerful tool, and yet when we go to school and work, etc., we tend to turn music off. It's very quiet. Is your aim to change this and find more ways to integrate good music into our workplace and into the schools?
Yes, we created a special track on this Kids Sanctuary project called Focus Pocus. And it's a combination of hocus pocus, you know, magic, mm-hmm. and focus. Focusing, focus, pocus. So this track is really good for studying. So I would put it in the background when the kid's doing homework, just soft in the background. And it's magically how it works. The kids just stay with the task. There's something about this track that really helps focus on the track. It's very linear. It's played by a real harp, by a master harp player, Marsha Dixon. And the harp has a linear line, and there's some circular lines, and it's just like our thoughts, but it stays the course. You see, the whole track, the harp stays the course as the line of thought is developing and get more and more elaborated. So it's a great metaphor for the way when we study, you know, we want to stay the course for 15 minutes or half an hour for kids, you know, to stay the course and to develop and elaborate and enrich our thinking line, but to stay on that linear thinking line. We may do some circles in our thinking line, but we want to stay focused on the task. So that kind of music is something that I recommend for preschools and for elementary schools to put in the background while kids studying. And also in high school and college, many students write to us that they use our music when they're studying. They put it in the background and it helps them focus. So, you know, we introduced this music to waiting rooms in hospitals now. Mm-hmm. There are in Florida and in the University Hospital and the Neurological Center in Gainesville, Florida. They are using our music now in the waiting rooms, in all the waiting rooms for all the patients that come to the hospital. And so that's something that can help us in every situation. So I know accountants that spend the whole day calculating numbers, putting together financial reports and adding up numbers. And they, you know, some of the accountants that I know use classical music. They have the classical music play all day long in soft in the background. And you know what? It saves their life. It saves their sanity because the classical music is bringing into the room beauty and harmony and structure and architecture of sound that is so harmonious and so brilliant and so beautiful that it soothes, it organizes their soul, their cells, their body and mind in a harmonious way while they are doing their work in a harmonious way. But the source of beauty and harmony in the room is from the classical music station that plays in the background, not from the numbers that they're adding up.
You see, Yuval. Yeah, I was going to ask you. Yeah. These are very complex times for our kids. Mm-hmm. We have had, at least in Europe, with the corona measures, with the lockdowns, with the masks. Then you have the social media, online bullying. You have pressures of exams. Kids maybe wanting to have that personal class time with teachers, but they're studying online. The kids are under a lot of pressure. And this is going to affect their mental health. How do we start a conversation about mental health with our children? And are some of these tracks also conducive for supporting them through relaxation exercises to calm their minds, their worrying minds?
Yeah, I would say that this music and this three-part album is a preventive measures, in order to prevent getting to the place of depression and, God forbid, mental illness, and this is something that would create resilience. The material that we put out is something to create resilience in the mind of the children, so they have the time where they can slow down and they can digest and they can cultivate their own inner peace, so they can deal with the challenges out there. I think that in mental health settings, we do have also music that could be used in mental health settings, and I think that it depends on the doctors. The doctors have to determine what each particular patient needs, and the music can provide. So if you need calming and relaxation effect, we have music for that. If you need, one patient may need activation, they may need to run and play drums, it may be good for their release. They do need to release emotions and feelings, and then it's a different music that would be recommended for them. So in mental health setting, it's really the music medicine has to be prescribed. And in the preventive measures for children, these three albums, the Kids Sanctuary three albums, are really to build strength and resilience in the souls and the minds of the kids, so they don't get there. They don't get to a place where their mind may be getting sick. We don't want to get there.
Yeah, the original meaning of the word medicine is to prevent illness. That is the original meaning. And I always find it so beautiful. Medicine, meditation, medium.
Yeah.
Right? These are bridges that bring us, that help us tune back to ourselves, to our own breath, to our own frequency. Mm-hmm. You have a track, and it is called Enchanted Waters, and it's right. from one of the volumes, which is where you introduce this guided listening, mindful listening, correct? Mm-hmm. I would like to play this for people so that they also have the experience that some tracks, like you said, you can get it only as a music, but some of these tracks are also available with a voice or with guiding. And then it can be that we slip right into a break. And but this is a track, Enchanted Waters, from the Kids Sanctuary volume.
Welcome to the magical world of Enchanted Waters. Let's play a little game together. A game I like to call Mindful Listening. I invite you to listen and pay attention to some of the instruments that we are going to be playing. A little bit like I Spy, but with your ears. In a little while, you will hear four different sounds of water. This is what the bubbles sound like. This is what the water flowing in a creek sounds like. This is what the rain sounds like. And this is the ocean. I wonder if you will also notice the chimes. and the tiny bell that rings like this? And there is a very special instrument called the kalimba. We actually play two different kalimbas. A traditional one from Africa that sounds like this. And a modern kalimba that sounds like this. Now enjoy searching for all these sounds as you listen to the music, Enchanted Waters.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I am your host, Kara Johnstadt, and with me in studio is Yuval Ron, who is a composer, educator, peace activist, and an amazing conscious creative being on this planet. And I believe that Dr. Richard Gold is also with us in studio today, and I welcome him to the conversation. Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
So, Richard, you are a California licensed acupuncturist and you hold a doctorate in psychology. And I believe that you are also the founder of Meta Mindfulness Music. Is that correct?
That's all correct.
Beautiful.
Yes.
So your company, Meta Mindfulness Music, creates tracks that promote well-being and promotes and supports healing with music. And now we also see you have this new project with guided meditations and mindfulness practices. So my question to you today is, we know that music has been used as a therapeutic tool, and it's been documented, and it's been used for centuries. And yet Chinese medicine is mostly known in the West and has gained attention in the world through homeopathy, acupuncture, shiatsu, etc. And yet very few people realize the powerful impact that Chinese music and Chinese medicine connected with the music modalities has had. So which part of that have you been able to integrate in these new albums, in the Kids Sanctuary albums?
Wonderful question. Actually, and very interestingly, the character in the Chinese language for medicine incorporates the character for music and the character for plants, meaning herbs. So there's that early recognition, really not just centuries, but millennia ago, that music was an essential part of healing. And so what we've done, part of our mission in Metamindfulness Music is to draw on ancient wisdom traditions and modern neuroscience. And with my specialty in Chinese medicine, embedded in all our work, including this children's project, are aspects of the wisdom and theory of the medicine to facilitate the goals of what we have. So, for instance, the sleepy time one, that beautiful, almost like a nursery rhyme, we're incorporating things in that to strengthen the kidney-heart relationship, which is very essential. So when we would use acupuncture or herbs, we would use the kidney-heart often to facilitate sleep, to create harmony between those. With the one for tummy ache, we're incorporating things for the earth element, meaning the spleen and stomach, and we're trying to strengthen that, and we're trying to calm the liver energy, which sometimes causes upset. So it's not so obvious until you just unbury the layers and layers that Yuval adds to our music. But we are always incorporating these wisdom traditions, especially Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, and modern neuroscience, because what we see now is we can have the real-time effect on the brain and the physiology of the body through modern techniques of the effect of music. And we're seeking to incorporate so much of this into our projects.
Beautiful. You also not only do the Chinese medicine, but the Ayurvedic medicine in this project. I guess this is a question for Yuval, because I understand that the Chinese music is based more or less on the pentatonic, the five notes that are called gong, sheng, zhang, shi, and yu. Is that right?
Wonderful.
Like do, re, mi, so, la. Yeah. So, but with the Ayurvedic medicine, it's the Indian ragas, I'm assuming.
Right.
So it was a beautiful and very complex scales. And you have the scales and the rhythms, less, you know, the complex harmonics. So what for you as a composer is the difference when you work, you know, these are two different systems, and yet they're both going to have similar results. They're both going to bring us into a state of coherency. So do you you lean to a certain, you know, is it each piece draws you to a certain in a certain direction? Or is it your intuition after so many years?
Yeah. Well, this is a beautiful question and a complex one. But I can tell you that in general, I work with Dr. Gold and with other doctors that we are working with and healers that commissioning the projects for me. So I'm in service to them. So it depends on what they are interested in. If they are asking me to do a project that is based on Chinese medicine and Qigong, then we rely more on the ancient Chinese theory of music notes and what musical instruments to be used. Sometimes they ask me to do a project based on our Vedic medicine from India, and then I work with the ragas, the musical modes from India. And sometimes we do a hybrid project where we mix the two. We bring both from the Chinese and from the Indian together, and I take, you know, one element from that and another element from the other, and I put it together, which is very complicated. It's really a contrapunto, you know, where you have several different musical lines going, and they complement each other, but they're going in different directions from each other. But it creates really very vital. Those tracks are very full of vitality, in my opinion, and very powerful. And so it depends on the project, you know, and I'm a little bit like an alchemist, a musical alchemist, and I have in my laboratory different ingredients, and my patients, you know, the specialists, the scientists and the doctors tell me what they want to achieve. And based on that, I look in my laboratory and I say, okay, we're going to use this and this and this and that. We are working right now on a new pioneer project about medicinal plants, and And in this project, I'm going to be working with the herbalist plant formulas that will dictate the musical elements, and the vibrations from plants going to dictate the musical lines. And then, you know, in the future, maybe in a year from now, we would love to do an interview with you about that. But that's a whole other pioneering project that Dr. Gold brought to my musical laboratory. And we are in the we're just getting into the thickness of it now. It's incredible.
I actually know a composer in Italy who connects electrodes to the leaves of the plants, and they then give the signals to the computer, and through this you can create symphonic masterpieces, which are directly done to the plants. Yuval, what is one of your favorite stories from the making of this album? What is a story that you hold dear to your heart?
The children album, right?
The kids' sanctuary.
The kids' sanctuary. You know, one of the dear moments was when I invited my own son, Julian, to be the narrator. And he reads the text for the listening meditations for kids, and he leads children how to listen to music. And it reminded me of when I was a kid, I heard Leonard Bernstein guiding young listeners to how to listen to Peter and the Wolf, you know, and Leonard Bernstein would say, you know, listen to the bassoon. The bassoon now will play the grandfather melody. And I loved it when I was a kid. I loved it so much.
Yeah.
It when I heard the clarinet playing the theme for the cat, or I was really seeing the cat. And when I heard the bassoon coming in, ta-dum-ba-dum, I really saw the big steps of the grandfather coming in. I was so into it. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was so alive for me. So when my son Julian came to my studio and he led the kids on a listening experience like that, telling them to listen to the elements in my music, in my composition, you know, in my own composition, we broke down whatever my composition was, you know, we broke it down to the elements. You know, here's just the bamboo flute from India. Listen to that. And here's just the glass harmonica. And the glass harmonica player can play with rubbing the glasses, and that's what it sounds like. And here's a different way that the musician play the glasses, the wine glasses, by tapping on it. And this is what it sounds when he taps it. And my son, Julian, is leading the kids on this experience of listening to the little musical elements within my own music composition. It was such a special moment for me. I can't even describe it. It was really a wonderful moment, connecting me with my childhood, listening to Leonard Bernstein and Prokofiev, and my own work as a musician nowadays.
Something very magical about this project I'd like to share is a few things, actually. Is one, when we wanted the adult narrator, it turns out Yuval's son Julian's soccer friend, new friend, is his mother is Cara, who has worked with the BEC for many years in children programming, and she actually lives up the street from Yuval, so that even during COVID, she could just walk over and have her mask on and then take her mask off in the studio. So to bring her in was magic. Another thing is we decided to make this much more of a global project. I don't know if Yuval mentioned this to you, but we'll be coming out with a version in Mandarin, a version in French, a version in Spanish, and a version in Hebrew. And this added tremendous complexity to this because the subtlety of the language differences and then getting experts that could look at the translations and decide if they were actually captured, if they were bilingual, they could capture all of it. And it's just added complexity, but it's added so much joy. And then our reach, especially now with streaming of music, we can reach people all over the world. And I'm just so excited for these new versions to come out also and to expand our listening.
Yeah, Kids Century and
all
Mandarin,
around the globe, children
Chinese,
all around the globe
Spanish,
are facing
envision millions and millions of kids around the world benefiting from it now that we will put all those versions out.
Hello?
Yeah, you need it in German, right?
Hello?
I'm there. Are you there?
Hello?
I'm there. Yes.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, I do hear Yuval. I also hear Richard Gold. I'm not sure if everybody hears me, but we are here talking about Kids Sanctuary.
Hello?
I'm just going to continue as soon as we get these connections back. We're talking about Kids Sanctuary, which is a new project. Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody, for your patience. I'm just going to continue to talk a little bit about this wonderful project. This is Kids Sanctuary. It's a 3-volume project, and as you heard from Dr. Richard Gold, it is also coming out in Spanish and Hebrew, Mandarin, and I believe it was French. And I'm sure by the time this goes into the archives, you might even have some other languages that are going to come into play. Yuval, are you back on the line? Okay, the lines are open, but for some reason, who knows, these are the solar flares that are affecting us. I would say that we're just going to close this wonderful show with one of the tracks from the new album for all of you that have been listening. The essence of this is for us to create beautiful sacred sanctuaries for our kids to calm their minds, to really de-stress at the end of the day, to really connect with beauty and truth. And what I really appreciate about these music projects, and I said that earlier in the show, is that this is not a dumbing down of music. We were talking about Bernstein's amazing album or amazing work where he introduces kids to fantastic music. This is a similar project where if you listen to the Kids Sanctuary tracks, you will hear a lot of beauty. So, Christopher, let's play the last track that we had lined up and then close out the show. Thank you so much for joining us today. For whatever reason, the solar flares made the telecommunications a little bit crazy, but these are projects. I'm in Berlin, Yuval is in California. The studio is here on the East Coast of the United States. So I wish you all the best, and I will see you next week. We have on Dr. Irvin Laszlo. Dr. Irvin Laszlo, an amazing, 2 times nominated for the Nobel Prize. So I see you guys again next week. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the lovely world of Kids Sanctuary. Find a comfortable position. It could be sitting or lying down. Bring a pillow or a blanket to make a cozy spot where you can rest, just like a little nest. Once you're settled in, we are going to take 3 relaxing breaths together. A little breath like a puppy, a medium breath like a kitty cat, and a big breath like a lion. Breathe in for your little breath, and let it out like the sigh of a puppy. Breathe in for your medium breath and let it out like the meow of a kitty cat. Meow. Breathe in for your big breath. And let it out like the roar of a lion. In a little while, we're going to stand up as slowly as we can. But before we even move a muscle, let's think about and imagine what we are going to be moving in order to stand up. Will you move your legs Will you move your feet? Will you move your arms or your hands? In your head, imagine how you will be standing up. In your mind,